So do you.
Damn, you look good.
Thank you. Oh my God,
you look great. You look great. Thank you so much for coming. I'm honored.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so honored. Video, just give me a 3, 2, 1, and I'm ready when you are.
Mac, what's up with you, boy?
You better be shouting on Mac Star's beat. Get your love, Mac. Period. Give me another 3, 2, 1. He took my attention. Do it again. I'm sorry. Welcome back to another episode of Live with Carisha. What makes a legend? An open conversation. And I need everybody in the building to make some noise. All the noise for our guest, Krasny, in the hot seat.
Let's go!
Thanks for having me.
Yes, you look great. So, you're from Philly, I'm from Philly. Let's start with an icebreaker.
The city.
Let's start with an icebreaker question. Who has the best Philly cheesesteak?
It changed. I was just in Philly the other day. Went to a lot of the places that used to have the best steaks. They done changed owners. Shit not the same no more.
No.
So I guess if you want to go get a good steak right now, you got to go to Max's.
That's Max's the only is place. Your top right now?
That's the only place that's still holding it down.
Wait, so you don't like Jim's?
Nah.
No? Tony Luke's?
Jim's burned down, I think. And it's like, that's for the tourists. Mm. Just like Gino's and all them spots. Ishka Bibbles. They Max got good chicken joints, but yeah, that's Max. Like really for the tourists. When you on South Street, you from out of town, you think that's where you get a steak. But you want to get a real Philly cheesesteak, you got to go to at least Max's or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Max's, they give them long cheesesteaks. Like, it be bussing. So, okay, yeah. Shout out to Philly. So, while we're in Philly, it's been a lot of discussion about Lil Uzi Vert, who's been making his rounds in social media about his music and worshiping the devil. What's your thoughts on that?
About him worshiping the devil?
Or just about, I mean, the talk, and he says he doesn't. I guess he might just be doing it to keep people talking like they're doing. So what do you think about it, all of it?
The world we living in today, people do a lot of things for attention. So you never know what their agenda is. You never know what he really pray to. Like when he really praying, you don't know if he really prayed to the devil or some other type of guy. You never know what could be behind the reason why he's saying he worshiping the devil and all that. I have no idea. I would have to talk to him a little more to give you more detail. I'm just happy he from the city with a big record right now. I was over in the Middle East, Dubai, Bahrain, Qatar, and they was playing that record. Niggas was doing the dance and all that, so I guess that's the only thing that matter.
Yeah, he doing his thing. Shout out to him. And yeah. Shout out to yo. So back in Philly, I think a lot of people don't understand why we call it like the concrete jungle. So back when you were growing up in Philly, what was your perception of your neighborhood growing up? And when and what happened, what situation did you exactly realize like, all right, it goes down out here?
Well, I'm from North Philly, 17th and Erie. Used to live on Venango Street, Victoria Street. Those was my two blocks. So when I was growing up, I thought it was a nice neighborhood. Like, I loved it. Like, we used to play a lot of games. I had a lot of friends. Niggas was tough out there. It used to be fun. I never thought it was a bad neighborhood until I grew up and I seen the world. Once I started to grow up and travel, see other places, see how people was living with money, and seeing the predicament I was in, then I knew it was fucked up. Mm. I knew niggas was like violent and going through emotional problems and shit like that. I realized that once I seen the world, but when I was growing up out there, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just normal.
Okay, shout out to that. So what made you come to Atlanta?
I love Atlanta. I did my first album in Atlanta when I was recording Split Personality, my first album. Like 20 years ago, Swiss brought me to Atlanta. He was living out here. I was in Doppler Studios and shit like that recording. So I fell in love with it back then. But I've been up top for too long. New York, Jersey, Philly, Delaware, like that area. I just needed a different environment, different air, different space. And plus this the Black Hollywood right now. So everybody trying to get to it. Everybody's successful and chasing a dream. So this the place to be right now.
Period. Facts. Congratulations on the success of the new music, the past music, the accolades, the achievements, everything you got going on. What would Cassidy today go back and tell Cassidy back at like 21-year-old Cassidy?
I would tell him you're going in the right direction. Keep doing your thing. Do everything exactly how you're doing it.
So no changes. You are exactly...
I don't got no regrets. I feel as though everything I did happened for a reason. I got a story that was already written before I was born. So I'm just living it out. And I got to go through the things that I went through to become the man I am. So to tell a younger me to change something or do something different, you never know where that would stare my life. You never know where I would end up if I change anything. So I just want to keep it exactly the same so I could end up in the same place I am now.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you look good.
Thank you.
You look amazing. You're aging backwards. What is in Cassidy's diet? How do you still look the same, sir?
I'm going to give it up, but... not on this podcast. You know, that information is expensive. A lot of people want the news.
We want to know.
A lot of these companies charging a lot of money to fake make people lose weight, fake make people look young. Y'all trying all this shit and it's not working. But my shit work and it stick around and it stay. So this information is valuable. I'm going to be giving it out real soon, but people going to have to pay to stay to look young.
Shit like that.
Make some noise for him looking young, everybody. So let's go there. Let's go to Battle Rap Cassidy. Battle Rap Cassidy. First battle with Goods and Cassidy. First of all, I have a lyric alert from that battle. We're going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
You ready? All right, lyric alert. I used to traffic drugs like CVS before GPS was stuck in my ways before I had the app.
Yeah.
I did my research.
That's hard.
I like the battle with Goods. So what was going through your mind during that battle? Do you feel like in the first round, Goods was being a little too personal with his battle?
Nah, that's battle rap. That's what you got to expect. That's why everybody can't do battle rap that's like successful, that's been successful in the industry. Because they do a lot of personal stuff. They try to get under your skin. They screaming in your face and doing stuff you wouldn't normally allow. So to be able to tolerate that is difficult. So I was expecting Goods. You know, I battled Disaster, Arsenal. My last battle was Hitman Holla. Mm-hmm. So I'm back active again. Even though I'm like a rookie, I only have 4 battles. So in this new way of doing it, I'm like a rookie. But I'm back active and I'm feeling young again and I'm excited. So I'm used to that. Like people talking crazy, it don't affect me. It just going one ear and right out the other, especially when there's a bunch of fake shit. Like, you know what I mean? If you know you authentic and somebody calling you fake, how can that affect you?
Facts, big facts to that. So back to the lyric. I know coming from the streets of Philly, you like you said, you deal with hustling. You deal with a lot. And coming from those streets to where you are today, I know it took a lot of discipline, a lot of sacrifice. What were some of the things that Cassidy had to set in place to, like, make it to that level of success?
Confidence, focus, discipline, sacrifice.
I like that. But
all that's necessary.
Okay, so is there, like, when you were, okay, so over this lifestyle, this lifespan that we're in, what was, like, any personal challenges that you went through?
I go through personal challenges every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got 2 sons that's grown. Remember on the I'm a Hustler song, I said my bill's coming too soon. My son gonna be too soon? Well, that son about to be 20 soon.
Yes. Shout out to him. Wow. Time flies. Yeah. You just made us really feel old. So between all your battles, Disaster, Hit Me and Holla, Goods, Freeway, which battle were you the most confident?
I'm confident every time. I think the time that I was the least confident in the battle was when I battled myself. I had a battle with myself on my 2nd album, my 3rd album, and I battled myself again on this new project that I'm about to put out. So those was the times I was the most uncomfortable battling myself. But battling them other dudes, I never was uncomfortable.
Facts. Would you ever battle a woman?
I battle anybody. If I battle myself, I battle anybody else.
You would destroy a female. I felt like the battle with Freeway, I felt like, okay, even though that was like a super old, we going back in time, the battle with Freeway, to me, I felt like Freeway was just rapping.
Well, that was the old times before any battle leagues existed. So you got to give them the benefit of the doubt for that reason. It's like we was like the foundation of how you supposed to rap like that. Offbeat, a cappella, being competitive. Like it was no real examples before that. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt for that. He was new. And he just came off the radio station rapping, repping his clique, and he wasn't expecting to run into an animal like me. So I think if it was somebody else, like a normal rapper that was there, what he did would have been effective, and he probably would have won. But it just was me there, and they wasn't expecting it to be me, so it went a little different.
So what goes into prepping for a battle? Like, how do you prepare?
You just got to stay prepared. Like, I don't book a battle and then start trying to get prepared. I'm always prepared. Every day I just wake up working on my craft, staying focused and trying to get to it. So
how far in do you need to start preparing? Like, if you were scheduled a battle tomorrow, like, how much time do you need to get ready? 3 months, 2 months, you get a year, or 6 months?
I'm feeling so young and I'm so in my bag right now that I could battle tomorrow. Like, I got so much shit in the clip. I could just go over my notes right now and be prepared tomorrow. But normally when I book a battle, I get prepared right away. Like, these battles that I had, I told you I'm a rookie, so I only have 4 battles. Those 4 battles, I got prepared for those in the first couple of days that they gave me the money. Soon as they gave me the money, I got prepared in a couple days and just left it there and start focusing on everything else. I ain't really take it serious like everybody think I was. They think that's like the best thing I could write, and I put my all into these verses, and that's not really what I did. I just got them out the way real quick and focused on everything else. So I think the Hitman battle was the first time I tried to really lock in a little more. Wrote the whole way through. That's why you even hear in the battle me talking about stuff that happened in the Face Off and things that recently happened, because I never stop. I just locked in all the way through.
That was my favorite battle.
Yeah, and
that you were
I'ma
so
keep,
confident.
I'm going to keep getting better. You know, I'm a rookie. Like I said, I'm a vet to battle rap. Like, I made this shit possible for niggas to be battle rapping like this. But this new form of battle rap, I'm a rookie to. So I was learning every step of the way. And a person that normally has only 4 battles, you wouldn't even know about them. If I bring up a person name that only had 4 battles, nobody would recognize them. But I came back my first battle headlining. Like, I was the headliner, went last, and was going against competition that battle all of the time. So I had to learn in a different type of situation, but I'm still learning and growing. So my next battle, if you think Hitman was good, this next battle gonna be even crazier. Like, I'm gonna keep killing niggas worse and getting better, because what I did so far wasn't even like 10% of what I could do.
He's still warming up.
Yeah, I'm just warming
up. He's still warming up. I say it all the time. I like that. Let's open the conversation. What makes a legend? What do you think makes a legend in hip hop?
Really consistency. Like, you know, a lot of people got big records and make a mark in hip hop temporarily, but to really like lock it in and hold it forever, it's about consistency. Gotta like consistently do something good. Everybody don't gotta do the same thing, but you gotta consistently do something good to like really be a legend.
I like that. Who do you consider legendary status? Besides yourself, of course.
It's too many to name. I'll be naming forever.
Give us like your
like,
top 5.
Like, even just the inspirations before me. Like, KRS and Lil Finesse, dudes like that too to me. They like older dudes that a lot of people might not even be familiar with, but those is my inspiration. Those is dudes that like inspire me to want to be lyrical. Big Daddy Kane, Rakim inspire me to be lyrical. Dudes like Special Ed inspire me to be a young fly nigga. Like, Kid and Play inspire me to want to do battle rap. Like, people give Slim Shady, 8 Mile, or the URL the credit for battle rap, but the first battle I seen was in the House Party movie when Kid and Play was battling each other getting busy. Like, people forget about that.
Facts.
So those was the inspirations I had. Like, it's too many though, like to name, like it's a lot of people inspire me for different reasons, like Public Enemy to like be talking political and going against the grain and like talking shit that niggas wasn't expecting them to talk. They inspire me. Like Two Live Crew when they went to court and fought for the right for us to be able to use curse words and get on the stage and talk crazy
about it.
Like
make
that.
Some noise.
Like all of these dudes is inspirations to me for
today.
Different reasons.
Yes. What female rappers do you consider legendary?
That's the Sonic, Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah. Roxanne, Shante, it even go all the way back to then. But then, you know, Little Kim, Foxy Brown, Eve, Missy, Lauryn Hill.
Period.
Now you got Megan, you got Cardi, you got Nicki. You even got the city girls. You got, who the girls that sing, what's the song? How it go? Shabuya.
The girls.
Shabuya.
Alizé.
Shabuya.
Big Loss.
Shabuya.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bitch, like, I'm Big Carvin. Don't call me Kim. Yeah.
Shit like that. Shit like
period.
That. Like
I love that,
that
song.
Like
I love that.
That.
Okay, so how do you feel knowing that when those conversations come up about legendary status, people that go bar for bar, people that's really out here dropping bombs in their music, and Cassie is coming up in those conversations today, how does that make you feel as an artist?
Blessed. That's the reason why I wanted to rap. I started rapping early in my life, and I realized I wanted to be a professional in the fourth grade. So that's before I had bills or responsibilities, before I wanted jewelry, before I wanted cars or any of that stuff. I just wanted to be the best. So to be considered one of the best throughout the world, like all of the continents I go to, of course you're going to have haters. It's yin and yang. But it's definitely people that feel I'm the best all around the world. So that's a blessing.
That is a blessing. Before we go into the hot seat, I'm going to ask on the left side. Does anyone have a question for Cassidy on the left side?
Let me put all that shit I just said together.
Okay.
Like that legend status of the girls I said, mm-hmm. like the Shabuya Road Call, they not legends yet. That's just right now.
Right.
They consistently do shit like that, then they can be legendary. But the girls I named in the beginning is legends because they consistently did it. And you asked me what was required and I said it's consistency.
Well said. So I like that. So you just gotta keep going.
Yeah. Like you know how many times Little Kim or Missy had a record that was big, like Shabuya Roka. Like they did that so many times.
He liked this song, y'all.
No, it's just an example. Like, you know how many times these girls done had big records like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even Cardi, like, which is a newer one. You know how many times she had big records, how many times she fucked up the world. It wasn't just one time, it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. If she not a legend already, she on her way to be from consistency.
Right. Well said. Well said. Left seat, any questions for Christ? I see you hand up. Go ahead, mama. Stand up.
Yeah, Philly, stand up. Piss me off, man. So frustrated. Man. In a song I did like 20 years ago, I said, I ain't trying to let my city down like the Eagles did. So I've been repping and, you know, I've been repping the city, repping Philly and always wanting us to win. So I finally thought we got an opportunity to, and then they don't go right. But at least we made it to the Super Bowl.
Thanks.
Like, at least people talking about the city.
Thanks.
So it's a good look, you know what I mean? And hopefully we'll win soon.
Thanks. Well said.
But I was definitely disappointed, though. I definitely wanted us to win, especially with that last call at the end of the game when we made the stop and then they turned it over. It's like it was going so good. It was about to be a classic Super Bowl until that call. It's like that call kind of fucked it up. Not saying that really changed the game. Who knows what would have happened, but that call kind of like made it weird.
Shit like that.
Left side, one more question.
Like
Thank you for coming out again.
Great to see you.
Yeah. Everything is going to change, especially technology, like you mentioned, TikTok, things like that. These platforms is going to make hip-hop and the culture change. It's going to grow. It's going to evolve. But you got to stick to the original rules. And the original rules was being original, like, you know what I'm saying, to separate yourself from everybody else. It's a lot of opportunities for people to showcase their talent, a lot of showcases, a lot of platforms that's giving artists the opportunity to perform. A lot of these social media sites that's giving artists the opportunity to put their music out. But if I listen to your music and it's 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 other artists that look exactly like you, sound exactly like you, dress exactly like you, talking about the same thing, and lyrically on the same level, it's like, what separates you from everybody else? What's gonna make me look at you and not look at the other 100,000 people that look just like you and doing the same shit? So now it's like, if I want this style, I might look at this person, or might look at this person from this city, or look at this person because they're younger, or look at this person because they light skin, or look at this person because it's a girl. People making decisions, but there's nothing really to separate these artists to make them have a core audience, like loyal, diehard fans. So I think to make you separate right now is to use this technology, use the things that's making the game change, but also be original. Have something that people can pick you out from other people. And it don't all gotta be the same thing. Like, what make me separate is like my lyrics, my facial expression, my body language, my tone of voice. Like, that's what's gonna separate me from any other rapper. You could tell that that's Kaz. But everybody don't got to take that same approach. But maybe the way you dress, the way you look, your tone of voice, the type of shit you talk about, the way you rap, the way you approach music, something that makes you slightly different. You know what I mean? And that's what's going to make you really pop and be able to, like, get some type of core audience if they could pick you out from everybody else.
Well said. Right side, one question for Cassidy.
I'm sorry.
Nice to meet you.
Atlanta, born and
raised. CEO Atlanta. Shit, ball shit.
Thank
salute.
You. I was born and raised up, and you don't find many of us here. You know, everybody's from wherever. But I know for a fact that Mr. Quack Quack from Clay Cole had Clay Cole the song, and he performed at Pal.
Yeah.
And with Rap City ATL.
Nigga, I'm from Clay Cole.
Yes! And he won. And I wanted to know, what was that experience like, merging your outdoor sound with our southern swing? You get what I'm saying? Like, how was that? And you actually did the video and marketed, and I appreciate you. Shout out to you, Kim.
Yeah, shout out.
Nah. Showing us
yeah.
love.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure. Love, because from my recollection, we haven't been shown that type of love since Wu-Tang did their song with Outkast. That's the only collab North and South that I know of.
That's
so
hard.
How was that for you?
Well, when I first seen him performing, like what I just told the lady before you asked this question, originality. He was like distinctive, like his tone of voice. He is taking off his shirt and he was wilding out and he was super confident. He like, nigga, I'm from Clayco. He letting niggas know, like, it don't matter where you from, where you at. Nigga, I'm from Clayco. He going telling niggas all in their face, the nigga wilding. I seen that shit. I'm like, wow, this is a movie. I'm like, yo, I love this song. I need to jump on this shit. So I was wanting to jump on it already. I'm telling my people, like, yo, I love this shit. I need to get on this. So, it came together and it happened like that, but I just really loved the energy and the fact that he was original and trying to put on from where he from. Like, you know what I mean? Not trying to ride no wave, really put on where he was from. And I know what that feeling was like when I was trying to put on where I was from. And sometimes you need not just help. I'm not saying I helped the nigga. He already doing this thing. But sometimes you just need connections. You need relationships to make your shit connect and make it make sense. So I was just trying to do that for him. And not only did I build a relationship with him, but a lot of people that's around him, a lot of people that he involved with, a lot of people from Clayco. And like you just even boarded up. So it's a lot of love. So, you know what I mean?
It's
I'm happy I did it.
It's up and stuck.
For sure.
Quack been doing his thing. Shout out to Quack. Definitely
yeah,
a friend of the show.
Shout out to Quack.
Yeah.
Man.
Right side.
Quack, Quack.
Quack, Quack. I'm from where the niggas get slaughtered. One question on the right side. I see a hand up. I see, okay, we'll do two questions real quick. What you got? Oh. I got you right after her, T.
That's a lot of pressure you put on me. You know that record that did 16 million views? That's like one of my biggest singles outside of being with the machine, independent single that went through the roof. So I don't want to mess that up. I don't want to do no hair. They got me drinking. I was expecting to do an interview and not rap, so I might fuck it up. So in 2023, they might get a new that they don't like. So I'm going to leave that one alone. Like, I'm going to let that stay where it's at. Let that be great. Leave that there.
Period.
Shit like that. Shit like that.
One more question,
like
then we got to go in the hot seat. What you got, T?
But I've been on a super run, though. I've been doing a promo run. I've been doing a lot of rapping. New freestyles, new music, new shit is going up every day. I did about 12 new interviews that ain't even been released yet. We just released a new one today. Every day they coming out. So if you want to hear some new bars, it's on the way. And my new project, The Year of the Goat, is on the way. It's like 2023. This the year of the goat. So I'm back. Best project of my life. I'm feeling super excited about this. I never felt this good about a project in my life. So look forward to that. That's coming, man. Balls is back. So you about to hear some real crazy shit.
I heard you got some fire collabs coming on that project too.
It's crazy, man. It's dope, man. This project is dope. And I'm in a space that niggas think that I'm not normally gonna be in. Like, everybody know I could rap. Everybody know, like, to a boom bap beat, I could spit some shit. But you know, like I said, technology changing at times and things is changing. The beats per minute, the dances niggas doing don't all go to boom bap beats. So I'm switching my flow a lot. The topics that I'm touching on is real deep. It's a lot of current events and I'm back on my bullshit. So not just back making regular music, but back to that intimidating cast. When other artists hear it and they get intimidated, like, damn, like, it's like scary music. I'm back in that bag, so. And it's difficult to get back in that bag when you've been around as long as I've been. Mm. So that's why I'm super excited. That's why I'm hyped that people don't even think it's possible. So for me to be in this bag, I am, you know, like you said, still looking young, still energetic, still giving a fuck about the industry and still putting together this music that I'm putting together. It's like history in the making, so I'm excited.
Period. Yeah. I see you, T. What you got?
So my name is Drake Nicole and I'm an R&B soul singer. And first I'm gonna say thank you for being part of the playlist of my life.
If I was an R&B soul singer, I'd be singing all the time. You know, like I really was supposed to be a singer. I just can't sing that good. Like, nah, all Jesus, I was really, like, my body is, like, really supposed to be a singer. So if I could sing, I'd be, like, the best nigga out here. Like, niggas don't be singing enough. Like, yo, if I had a real voice, I wouldn't stop singing. Like, this whole interview would be sung out.
I'm cracking up.
Like, I'd be
shit like that,
singing
shit
this
like
whole
that,
interview
like that,
out, like, if I could sing. Like, you know what I mean?
That would be hilarious. I would like
shit
that.
Crazy.
It's in my playlist right now, especially the Mary J. Blige version. It just gets me hype. What song is in your playlist right now that gets you hype?
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it.
Come on, baby, don't play with it. Hey.
Hey.
Give me best old school.
Ah. There's a lot of shit in my playlist, but
I love that.
There's a lot of shit, but you know, records like that, new shit that's turnt. That's in my playlist. My wife playlist though, I listen to her playlist when I want to get turnt. She got the best playlist, all of the fly
shit.
She
be getting lit like that?
Yeah, all of the new songs I learned from her and my sons.
Shout out to your wife. You ready for hot seat?
I'm ready.
Y'all ready for the hot seat question? Say yeah.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Hot seat questions on Live with Carisha. What was the funniest thing you seen on social media this year? It's a smile for me.
The funniest? Because I don't really be on social media looking for funny shit. I ain't really that type of guy. Like, I don't really be on there trolling and bidding and all that. I really be on there for promotion and to see people, like, doing business and trying to move forward. So,
facts.
The funny shit would be harder for me to remember because I ain't really on no funny shit.
Okay. Have you ever wanted to break character during a battle and, like, knock somebody out? Like, boy, watch your motherfucking mouth. What the fuck you talking to, nigga?
Nah, I gotta lead by example. Gotta be professional, trying to make battle rap grow. So a lot of problems been caused from people fighting and beef and violence and shit like that. So me being the head of it, I gotta lead by example, carry it a certain way and show people how you're supposed to do it so they could do it the same and we could move forward.
I like that. What is Cassidy's favorite song in his catalog that you've done?
I love them all like my kids, so to pick a favorite song would be difficult, but I have to say my favorite song would be the one that bought me the most money.
And shit like that, shit like that, shit like that.
I guess
that,
the song
like
that bought me the like most that. Money would be Hotel and I'm a Hustler. Those right. are the songs that I was able to travel the world and perform and that made me the most money. Platinum
Classics.
Records, like so.
Classics.
I might not want to, you know, play them records the most in the car when I'm in a different situation, but they mean the most to me because they bought me the most from putting them together.
Right, right. Top three rappers ever from Philadelphia. Cassidy, and Cassidy.
I don't want to do that because it's like inspiration. Like,
No, really though. Who's your top three?
I have to say Will Smith.
Okay.
Will Smith is my inspiration. When I was like super young, 7, 6 years old, riding in my mom's car, that's all I was playing was like his first project. Like that show was crazy to me.
Getting jiggy with it.
Nah, I was before that.
Oh, we going like, way back. Oh, we going back with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Like his first project, like, you know, before the Fresh Prince and all that, like when he was first rapping and. Like, I was a kid, so I don't know about street shit and all that. I just know that he was talented. Like, the way the nigga was able to tell a story was super dope.
Right.
So he was my inspiration. And then to be able to take it from Dawn Music to Dawn all them TV shows and then movies and then making history like that, you got to give him, like, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
You gotta shout out the ball.
Two more. Who you got?
I say the next one I have to be Eve.
Yes.
Like.
Yes.
Eve
immediately,
been
yes.
Getting busy, been competitive, been battle rapping since back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the lunchroom, getting busy on the lunchroom tables and giving it up. Then she got with Rough Riders, was like one of the most aggressive, intimidating labels at the time that a girl wouldn't even want to be signed to or be around that type of energy, and she carried it and held it down for years. Then she put out a bunch of big records, you know what I mean, got her own TV show, did wild movies, wild endorsements, made wild shit popular, and then she married a billionaire.
It's like, and then left the country.
Can't forget about Eve, man. She did her thing.
Who's your three?
And then three, I would have to say Beanie Siegel.
Hey, I love this guy. Shout out to Beans. super crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Siegel. Siegel Energy is the reason why the whole state property came together. Mm. Like, they all was doing their thing, and they had a little buzz, and you know what I mean, was doing their thing, but he brought them all together and made it something. So the reason why you got Chris and Neef, and the reason why you got all them Freeway records, reason why you got Owen Sparks is all because of Beans.
Take us back.
You know what I'm saying? The reason why niggas know about the city. And even when you speak about Philly around the world, niggas get intimidated, and a lot of that got to do with Beanie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he was lyrical. He was holding it down. He was with Hov, arguably one of the best ever, the GOATs. Mm-hmm. Inspire him. State Property was giving Hov inspiration, flows. Like a lot of shit.
Right,
they brought energy to the game. So
facts.
You got to give all the props to Beans.
Legendary status.
And like I said, consistency. He been doing it for a long period of time, not
just
once or
show.
Twice.
You seen the show he did? I just seen the show he did with Freeway.
20th year anniversary.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Yeah, me and my wife was just talking about that. That 20 years sound crazy. Like, you say 20-year anniversary is like, damn.
I couldn't tell all the energy he had. I thought they did a good job. I thought it was a dope show.
Nah, super dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see niggas still around, still able to do it, still got energy.
Facts.
That's big, but I got to give that whole energy to Beans, so that's why I had to give him, like, number three.
Beans is the GOAT. What is your secret?
And you see, I left myself out that number three.
Being humble.
You know.
We know you in there.
Yeah.
We know.
I'm out of there.
What is your secret fantasy?
My secret fantasy?
Yeah.
I don't think I got no more. I think all the ones I had is already over.
Where is the craziest place you ever had sex?
The craziest? I don't know. What you consider crazy? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's not. You can't put me in a hot seat. I mean, I don't know. We're somewhere wild.
I don't really consider no place crazy. It's just normal. And I've been all around, all different type of places. Mm-hmm. So I don't really consider no place crazy, but best believe, like, I had a lot of time in, a lot of years. I've been lit and been around. Told you I got a son that's about to turn 20. So whatever you can imagine, I probably accomplished it.
Lit. I like that. When no one is looking, what is one thing you do solo?
When nobody's looking, one thing I do solo.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbate.
Nobody
masturbate
like that, like
when
that,
everybody
like
looking.
That,
that's some shit you like do that by yourself. Like, niggas don't do that shit in public. You gotta be on the low. Like, I'm
on
about to.
I like that. What songs do you listen to when no one is around?
Yo, I hear this nigga say so for real. My love, do
you be jamming.
Ever dream?
That's a good one.
Candy-coated
raindrop. Hey, don't act like y'all don't know this song.
My candy rain.
Period. No, really, though. What song you listen to? Is that it? Is it So For Real, For Real?
And I wanna sex you up.
Hey.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Yeah.
To the TikTok, you don't stop.
Hey. Cocaine in the strip club with Rick James or ecstasy at the strip club with Prince?
Coke with Rick James or ecstasy with Prince?
At the strip club, it's going to be a time. Who you going with? We partying with Rick James or we partying with Prince? Who is Cassidy partying with?
That night, I'm going to have to do both. I'm going to have to do some coke and some E. I got to be with both of them.
Period.
That shit, both two turn. Like, coke with Rick James, Prince on E.
I like it.
That's both a good time. I don't know which one is better.
Last question. Tell us you're from Philly without telling us you're from Philly.
What's up with you, boy?
Plug in your social media links. Where can everybody follow you at if they are not?
Cassidy_Larceny. Everybody follow me there, please. Need the followers, need the support. about to take over this year. It's the year of the GOAT, so it's my year. I'm about to do a lot. So for y'all to be tuned in, y'all need to follow this social media. And anybody that want to do business, get with me at shitlitty at gmail. shitlitty@gmail.com
He done just gave you out a Gmail order. Producers is in the house. Make sure y'all tap in with Cassie. The Year to Go album drops this year. Make sure you run it up. Follow him everywhere. You know where to follow me at on all platforms at Carisha Diva. As always, Carisha. Everyone at home, stay fabulous, stay blessed. Peace.
Thanks for having me, Carisha. Salute.
Yes.